fanning himself off. Johnson has had pitches clocked at as much as 102 miles per hour in Major League play.
Now, that, this ball obviously just getting away from him, but watch the reaction of John Kruk. Would you say his heart is palpitating a bit?
Yeah, that was the 1993 All-Star game, one of the great moments of the game, probably the one people will remember the most. Randy Johnson throwing behind John Kruk here in downtown Baltimore at Camden Yards. Will we get a moment like that again here? Joining us right now is Terry Hasseltine, the executive director of Maryland Sports, talking about getting major sporting events back to Baltimore like the All-Star game. It's been a while. Terry, thanks for coming on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's talk about this right now as a momentum thing and picking up steam. Where are we with this right now?
I still think at this moment in time, we are still having the discussions that are necessary, that we're very interested in the 2016 All-Star game. The leadership of the O's organization are doing all they need to do to showcase to the commissioner that we are ideally set to be positioned to host the event, should the commissioner make that decision when he sees fit to make that decision. So we're kind of in a holding pattern, but at, you know, the same time, we are definitely doing everything in our power to make, you know, the O's know that the city, the state, and our fan base is ready to support the All-Star game should the commissioner make that decision to award, you know, Baltimore 2016. And the O's are doing everything they can with the commissioner to show that they are serious about, you know, being a part of that process.
Now, it's my understanding that there's not a whole lot known on how this process actually works. We know the Orioles are interested. We know Major League Baseball is interested in Baltimore. The commissioner said that at the civil rights game in Houston when asked about it a couple of weeks ago when the Orioles were participating in that. So we know they're being considered. It makes a lot of logical sense. It's been, and it will be at that point, about 24 years since it's been here. Baltimore's only hosted the All-Star game twice in their now 60-plus year history. And they've done their circus through all the new ballparks. There aren't too many of those left. And to consider what Camden Yards has meant to professional sports and baseball in America, that would 2016 would be the 25th season of baseball there. It makes a whole lot of sense. And then you add in the Orioles are competitive and winning again. I would say that Baltimore is a really good option in 2016.
Oh, we think it's the greatest option. And we think the city is ready. We think the ballpark is ready. You can see we've done a lot of things over the last several years to even upgrade the ballpark, with the batter's eye, bar in the back, what we've done with the flag court and the wall out there and things we've done with signage and, honoring the legends of the game, with the Baltimore Orioles out there in left center field. So we've done a lot of the upgrades that keeps us, very relevant in baseball, keeps us very relevant in one of the elite facilities in all of baseball. So, and you, as you mentioned, it's the 25th anniversary of baseball being played there. It's just a great story to be told in baseball. It's the ballpark that changed the face of how baseball is today and the ballpark that are being built today. So we hope, in all fairness, the commissioner is obviously thinking highly of Baltimore and Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And like I said, we're here to support the O's and the city to ensure that if we get this opportunity, that we're going to show Major League Baseball in the world why Baltimore is such a great place for an event like the All-Star game.
Now, you and I have talked about this in the past, and we are in the minority on this. I do believe Baltimore is capable of hosting a Super Bowl. I've gotten a lot of pushback from a lot of different places on that. But as far as this whole hotel thing, when you look at Baltimore compared to some other cities that have gotten the Super Bowl, if you look at a 50-60-mile radius, which is what you do, and I had friends who went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans and stayed very far away, not even in Louisiana, and I think that Baltimore is capable of doing that. But let's put that aside for a second. We can talk about the Olympics. We can talk about the Super Bowl. I think it's pretty much unanimous that the All-Star game for 3 days in July is just our speed.
I think it's ideal for our destination. I think our transportation infrastructure, our hospitality infrastructure, our amenities, our attractions, you name the full list of things that you need to have to be required to, in order to host an event like the All-Star game and some of the other events you mentioned. I think Baltimore is, a walkable city to all the amenities and attractions. You can be, within 10,000 hotel rooms within foot traffic. You can be near another 10,000 rooms on an easy light rail ride out to the airport area. You can be another 30 to 40,000 hotel rooms within a 45-minute drive. So, yes, I think Baltimore is positioned, you know, favorably for a lot of big-time events. Our mayor, you know, obviously loves the opportunity to showcase the city to the world and to the nation whenever that opportunity presents itself. And we look forward to hopefully having the All-Star Game in order to showcase all of our amenities and our assets.
Terry Haseltine, the executive director of Maryland Sports, with us here on BAL. Terry, how much time do you need, and how much time does the city and state need to prepare itself to host an event like this and all the logistics that go into it? Because right now the commissioner, people are expecting an announcement soon, but he has not officially set a date to make that announcement. So realistically, how much time is needed?
In all fairness, if he makes the announcement, obviously he is retiring, so you know it's going to happen this season. It's one of the things that falls under his purview as commissioner. So you know the award of 2016 is going to happen during the season. And in all fairness, I think if we get the nod during, you know, this season we're currently in, ideally the sooner the better. It gives us that much more time. But if it's made during this physical season, I think we have enough time to turn it around to really, you know, put on a world-class all-star game and really rev up the city to, you know, be the host that we know we can be and know we want to be.
Terry, what would it mean for the community?
Oh, you're talking, you know, you talk to tens of thousands of people, you know, coming into the destination for multiple days. They're going to eat in our restaurants, stay in our hotels, visit our attractions. You know, what that means is they're going to spend money. And for us, it's new money. You're going to have a lot of people from out of town spending new dollars to the Maryland economy. So when you do that, that's good for Marylanders, because now those things are helping us upgrade and keep our roads better, you know, keep our infrastructure good. And those dollars go into helping us, you know, fulfill some of those things that we need to do from the public sector to support our business community, our hospitality community, and the like.
And the infrastructure for an event like this, this is nothing like an Indy Series event. The infrastructure's there. We have 46,000 at Camden Yards, a lot. Just this past Sunday, it held up quite nice. It can be no more, no less than that. I'm sure there's like a lot of hype and festivities around the event, but it can be no more coming into downtown Baltimore inside the ballpark than that. Of course, we have much more than that every Sunday for a Ravens game in the fall and winter. So the process isn't going to be overwhelming if Baltimore does get the All-Star game for the people who live in the area.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the ballpark can only hold so many people. But the great part about an event like the All-Star Game, and you mentioned earlier, it's a multiple day of various festivities and activities. So it does give people in the area, you know, a quality of life opportunity to see something that they don't traditionally get to see on a regular basis in their backyard. And they be able to attend things like the Fan Fest. You know, the All-Star Game is the All-Star Game, but then there's the Home Run, you know, Derby. There's some other things that are associated. So a different scope of people can get in and out of the ballpark each day, get in and out of the convention center, because that will be a part of the portfolio probably, and in and out of the, you know, Camden Yards entire sports complex. So it does give a diverse audience a chance to see something that they normally wouldn't get to see on a regular basis.
Terry Haseltine's with us for another few moments here. He's the executive director of the Office of Maryland Sports. And Terry, this is probably the biggest thing right now, but anything else percolating on your to-do list here as far as major events coming to the area?
Well, coming to the area in the state of Maryland this fall, we have a great lineup this summer. We have the International Crown in July out of Caves Valley. We have the International Canoe Federation World Championships. We have 46 countries coming to Deep Creek Lake up at, you know, the Adventure Center International for 4 days of whitewater paddle. We have Ohio State Navy coming out. We have Army Navy in December. So we have a lot of, you know, grand scale events on the radar, but we also have our fair share of great local amateur sports and regional sporting events going on through soccer, lacrosse, basketball, football, you name it there. And obviously, you know, they just ended the OTAs, but, you know, the Ravens get back on the field here in about probably, 45 days or so.
Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, great things happening in the sports arena, but we have a lot of great events coming to the great state of Maryland. And I would be remiss if I didn't say the Dew Tour is coming to Ocean City again next weekend for 4 days of action sports right on the beach.
He is Terry Haseltine. It all sounds great, Terry. It's very exciting. Hopefully we know something here about the 2016 game. I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks, I would hope.
Well, I hope so. I'm hoping at some time in and around the All-Star game this year. But like I said, hopefully it's an announcement during this current season, which we all know it should be and it will be. And we look forward to, you know, jumping in with both feet once that time is presented to us.
He is Terry Hazeltine, the executive director of Maryland Sports. Terry, let's catch up soon once we have some finality to this.
Yes, I look forward to it.
That's Terry Hazeltine. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.